Matt?
Yes, Matt.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to be Matt.
Hear through your headphones?
I can.
What's going on on the air?
Good.
But you have to get really close to the mic.
Okay,
yeah, that's what I was. That was that pause. I was pushing a mic forward. So, could you introduce yourselves to me, because I kind of got lost there for a minute while I was reading all the events that are coming up.
I'm Laura Corson, the founder and executive director of High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center.
Okay, great.
And this is Ginger Feldman. I will let you speak.
I am a board member, and I do some of the public relations for High and Mighty. And I'm just here with Laura for moral support.
Well, we all need moral support.
That's right.
It's so good to have everybody here to give each other moral support.
So tell us
about the event.
Oh, we'll start there. All right. Well, we are having our main fundraiser benefit on Saturday, the 16th, that's this Saturday, at our farm at High and Mighty, 71 County Route 21C, Ghent, New York, from 6 to 11. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's it's to benefit our program, which we'll talk more about after, but it's will include food, you know, dancing, silent auction, games. We really try to encourage everyone to have a good time, and there's something for everyone. And
I see that you're having card games.
Yes. For those, you know, we heard, you know, people would say, well, what? How can we make this a little different? And then there were those that said, I really don't like dancing. So we said, well, hey, maybe you like card games. And they were like, yes, we'll play some
little poker
with some High and Mighty money. And then whatever the exchange rate happens to be very good. It's $1 for $1 of High and Mighty.
Okay.
So it's an equal exchange, and you can use that money for your card games, for the silent auction, for the raffle. We're raffling a cruise. For the live auction, what else? I think that's pretty much it for the money. Oh, no. We have a fabulous store that our volunteers make these just incredible items that are mostly horse-related out of horseshoes and different fabrics and bags, all recyclable types of feed bags that turn into nice shopping bags. And I don't want to give away their secrets, but we have a terrific store to shop in as well. And it will be a lot of fun.
Well, so. I know you're a great dancer, so
I like to dance.
Kind of ballroom dancing, or is it?
Well, we have a trio of kind of bluegrass to begin with. That's just, and then we'll have a DJ that will be a little bit of everything. We haven't decided. We do have a special High and Mighty that we call the High and Mighty Reel, but it's not technically a reel, but it is a big line dance.
Oh, great.
And
fun.
That kind of pulls everybody in. And we haven't decided if we'll see how the evening goes if we pull that one together. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So
yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
So and hopefully we'll make a lot of money for our program, because our program is very dependent on.
So I think that takes the question to what is the program?
Yes, it seems like a perfect segue in.
Set me up perfectly.
Well, so our program is we started in 2009. The farm was a Hackney breeding driving farm, so it's always been in the horse world. And we opened it up in 2009 as a therapeutic riding and driving, carriage driving center. And with the mission that we service or offer our program to people with special needs, adults and children.
Are these physical needs or?
They are both physical, emotional, cognitive.
Right.
It crosses, it's a wide range of needs. And we have since, when we started it, we thought it would be a fairly small part-time program, but it has really grown into a six-day-a-week program. Wow. And last weekend we had our horse show for our participants, and we had 34 riders and
over
100 people watching, and it was really just really exciting and great.
And you have 10 horses you have to take
We have
care
10
of.
Horses, and we have 3 miniature horses, so truly we have 13 horses.
Miniature horses are for smaller people?
Miniature horses are considered horses, but they are small, like 36
short.
Inches tall, 38 Whoa. Inches. And so our miniature horses we use in our programs to visit nursing homes, schools, libraries, and that's their main job. Plus, we with the children, they do agility type, like you do with dogs. Mm-hmm. They'll do agility type work, or what we call long lining, where they stand behind the miniature horse and drive them as if they were in a carriage. But rather than wheels, their legs are the wheels. They really like it. They really we've been surprised how many of our participants love long lining.
I thought you were going to say the miniature horses.
They like it too. They do too. they love it. So our program. So we will work with kids. You know, if we look at the children end of it, they'll come from both the physical side. We have, I was thinking about some of our stories, and we have a student who's been with us for about 3 years who, when he started, he could sit up on the horse for about 10 seconds before he would need to lean over and rest on the horse's neck. Mm. Mm. And now he rides pretty much the 45 minutes with a few breaks. And it is incredible that a once-a-week class could offer this much benefit. And partly because he loves it so, and he is very motivated, and he has a lot of fun.
Was it confidence building for him? Is that what it was?
Well, it's that, and it's physically. He is really getting the physical benefit. Mm-hmm. And
it's not easy to ride a horse.
No, it's not. It requires a lot of balance and strength. And connection, you know, communication. You're constantly, you know, communicating with your horse. And go ahead, Ginger, you say it.
Well, we also need saddles that are especially for people who cannot sit up straight. They are adaptive saddles, things like that. This is what the program needs.
So, which we did. We were able to purchase this really great saddle that has helped some of our participants, you know, immensely. That is an adaptive saddle for that use. But
how did this program come about?
Well, it came about because I started volunteering in a program down in Westchester and became so interested in it that I was at that point teaching and doing something else, working in the dance world and in the schools. And I it became a calling, and I did the certification program and was hired to be in a program downstate, and I started teaching there, and then felt like, gee, we were moving up here full time, and I felt like we should offer it here, and that's what we did.
Wow.
So it was, we are there's many therapeutic riding programs and driving programs or equine assisted programs. You could say we are PATH certified, which means that we are part of the Professional Horsemanship Association for Therapeutic Horsemanship, and that means that we do adhere to certain standards for both how we take care of our horses, how we work with our volunteers, that the instructors are all certified, that we have continuing ed, you know, that we are first aid trained, and so forth. So that puts us in a kind of a special category, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, we also are always looking for volunteers because our program is totally dependent on volunteers.
Volunteers.
Some of our riders will have one horse handler and two sidewalkers. So that's 3 people for one participant. Most of our riders have, and they may start there and then end up as they become more balanced and stronger and more connected, will then go to one sidewalker. And then, you know, the goal is as much independence as possible. So volunteers are always a big part. And I will say, I'll put a plug in that on our website, and if you just typed in High and Mighty, you know, Google or therapeutic riding in Columbia County, we would come up. And on our website, we always list our volunteer trainings. And when they're offered, or if you're at all interested, you email us and we get back to you.
So do most of your referrals come from physical therapists or doctors or
schools?
Where do they come from?
They come, I would say not most. Some come from there. Mm-hmm. For example, recently we have a new participant whose physical therapist sent us, you know, it said she's really getting bored with what she was doing with her, and mm-hmm. said, you know, let's have her do this. You know, and so it'll be, we are not, and to be clear on this, we are not physical therapists. Right. We work with physical therapists. Mm-hmm. We are instructors of therapeutic riding or driving, or, you know, but we will work with a PT and a doctor. We recently had a woman who'd had a stroke be referred to from her doctor, saying, you know, so someone who loved to ride, used to ride, she's in her 50s, and so she can't ride, but now, I mean, we're always hoping that, but she can be part of our carriage driving program. So she's in the barn, she's connecting with the horse, she's, you know, she's learning how to carriage drive, which is wonderful in
That's
itself.
Great.
So we get referrals from social services. That we have quite a component of children that come through social services that will come to us to build self-esteem, to have a new activity. Mm-hmm. They may be having trouble in school, but here they can have another opportunity to learn and excel. We have one simple rule that there's nobody can say, I can't. You know, that's if we hear that, everybody goes, ah, because what we ask, you can do. It may not be easy, but it is something that you will succeed in. And so, you know, we look for whatever we are teaching in our program, that it is transferable out. You know, we had a young man come in. This may not answer your question, though, Ellen.
That's all right.
All right. We had a young man.
It's all very interesting.
Come in not too long ago, a teenager, and he had said to me, he said, you know, Laura, I can't remember, you know, I can't remember anything. So don't, you know, don't ask me because I can't remember. And I said, oh, okay, you know, that's good to know. We'll be mindful of that. And so what we're doing when we're teaching riding is we are playing games and doing a lot of different sequences with beanbags, you know, tossing rings, halting it, you know, wowing at different letters, you know, maybe you weave some cones. So there's memory. It's a pattern. And, you know, so you'll prompt it at the beginning. But, you know, as the children do ride more, they get good at it, like anything. So it didn't take long before he was doing, you know, 3-4-step mm-hmm. types of patterns. And so then I could use that opportunity to say, wow, gosh, for someone who can't remember, you're doing quite a good job, you know. So those are the kinds of opportunities we have,
yeah,
you know, to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to get grants, or have you ever tried to get grants from foundations or government agencies?
We're not as well. Government agencies, we have not been so successful, or probably haven't looked in the right place. But we are always looking for grants.
Because when you said that social services sent you people, it flashed into my mind that that's a government agency, and
we did get a nice grant from Berkshire Foundation for foster care children.
Oh, great!
Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, a wonderful wonderful opportunity for us, and we are still riding, you know, the children. What happens is that often we have children come through a special program, and then they're, you know, and they're doing well, and then the funding runs out.
Mm.
And then what are we going to say? Okay, goodbye. You know, we can't do that. So that's why right. we're always looking for scholarship funds, for funds mm-hmm. that we're not going to send anybody away who's doing well and wants to be with us and
right.
and
continue.
And to yes, you know, because the funds run out. It's just that's, you know, just
and
that's.
Ellen, I just want to remind our listeners that it's Ellen Thurston and Matthew Tombers, and we are here with
Laura Corson and
Ginger Feldman.
Okay.
From and High and Mighty.
From High and Mighty, and this is WGXC Acro. And we are here talking about High and Mighty's program that they're having this weekend as a fundraiser. So where can people get tickets?
So you can buy tickets online through PayPal with High and Mighty, or you can buy tickets at the door. If you buy them online, they are $60. If you buy,
oh, you can't mention money.
Oh.
I forgot to say
oh,
that.
I
oh,
would,
she
no,
didn't
I
say
didn't
that.
Say
she
that.
Didn't say
I
that.
Didn't say that.
I'm sorry.
But it's a good idea to buy them in advance.
Yes.
But either
discount.
Way, you get a discount. Yes. And yes, anything, that's where you buy them.
Okay.
All right.
And it's when the event is Saturday night?
It's this Saturday. This
and
Saturday.
What time is it?
6 o'clock to 11.
Okay.
And we will have a bonfire, too.
Mm.
Oh, nice.
It sounds magical.
Can you tell?
It will be.
Can you tell people how to find County Route 21C in Ghent? That sounds daunting to me. I never knew there was a 21C.
Yes. Well, there is, and it's a good idea to explain it. Because what happens is Route 217 that runs through Philmont.
Mm-hmm.
Turns into 21C right before our farm. And so if you are heading through Philmont towards Harlemville, towards Hawthorne Valley, you would go under the Taconic State Parkway, and we would be the second driveway on your left.
Under the highway, second driveway on your left, if you're coming
from Philmont, you know, or right. Hudson. But if you're coming from on the Taconic, either north or south, you take the Harlemville-Philmont exit. And whether you go north or south, you turn right off the ramp, the way it kind of curves around. And we, again, are we're either the first or the second driveway on your left. And there's a big sign that says High and Mighty, and you can't, it would be difficult mm-hmm. to miss. So it's very easy. It's easy to find if you hop on the Taconic.
Right.
Okay.
I'd just like to explain that the event will be held inside. We have a special floor to put over the arena floor so that even if it's pouring, we will have our event.
Oh, great. Rain or shine.
And I will say today was the day we were putting down the flooring. And it's fun to watch the arena, which had this horse show in it, you know, with all these horses last weekend, turn into this other venue, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's really will be fun. So
great. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about with High and Mighty?
Well, any other questions you have about program?
No,
or
I think it's such a wonderful program. It's so inspiring.
It mm-hmm. is inspiring. And you know what I will say about for the volunteers is the volunteers. Everybody gets so much back. From being in this environment, you know, the horses are wonderful. They get it. You know, the volunteers, you know, the instructors, the participants. We have a beautiful trail system, and one of our trails is a sensory trail. Mm-hmm. You know, to really, and we have volunteers that do these just incredible things for us. They made this fairy garden. That is absolutely magical. We have the children at camp this summer made a kindness rock garden. So they all thought of kindness words to paint on. They painted rocks and wrote these words, you know, like thankful and please and, you know,
oh, nice.
Kind and have made this kindness garden. And it's really just to come over, come to the farm and walk the trail and see what we do when we're, you know, riding is pretty magical.
Well, I had a very bad experience when I was a teenager where somebody just put me on a horse, told me nothing, and, you know, this is an old, you know, gentle horse. He would do whatever the horse in front of him did. He was galloping along, and I somehow managed to let go of the reins and hang on for dear life. I've never been on a horse since.
Oh, well, Ellen, I think that sounds like an opportunity.
I can't possibly.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd be a candidate.
This is, well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming. Anything else, Ellen?
Nothing I can think of except people, it's Saturday night.
Yes.
Starting 6 p.m. at 6 o'clock.
6 p.m.
Going till 11 sounds like a lot of fun.
Good
card
food.
Games.
Good food. Good card food. Games. Oh. Dancing. You know.
Card games.
Yes. Putt-putt golf. A few beanbag games. You know, something for everyone.
You get to see the horses. And
yes, you will. We won't bring them in. You know, we have many community events that we bring horses in mm-hmm. for everyone. But there will be some in the barn, and we can go visit.
Have you ever thought about teaching your horses how to dance?
I have. You know, being my background is dance.
Yeah.
I have often thought about that. So that may be something you'll hear at another time when I come on the program.
Oh, yeah, oh, I'd love to see them.
That would be great.
So. It seems to me in circuses they have mm-hmm. horses that dance mm-hmm. somehow.
We've had a lot of fantasy on that one. So.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. This has been fun. Ginger, thank you. I bet you're a volunteer as well as a board member.
Yes.
Yes.
Well.
Fabulous.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you both for having us. And we hope to see you on Saturday night.
Well, you never know.
You never know. This is an action-packed weekend.
I know it is, and yes, Columbia County. We are grateful to have such a great county to live in.
Yeah, a lot going on.
All right.
Okay, maybe
Thank
we
you.
Can dance out on Fred Astaire again. Do you think? Well,